In Sunday's late NFL wildcard game, Washington will host Seattle. The Seahawks last made the playoffs in 2010 after racking up a somewhat less than impressive 7-9 record, and then they surprised many by advancing to the second round. This year's Hawks went 11-5, and many wonder whether they're built for a longer playoff run. Here to discuss those chances is Seattle Times columnist Jerry Brewer. Jerry, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me.
In terms of personnel and playing style, how are the 2012 Seahawks different from their predecessors in 2010?
Oh, it's night and day. I mean, that team, that was the jalopy that got into the playoffs. This team is young, it's athletic, it's on the rise, where the other team was just trying to keep something together. This team has a legitimate chance to be competitive against anybody in the playoffs, where you knew it would take a major upset for the 2010 team to advance.
This is head coach Pete Carroll's third year with the Seahawks, and he has been instrumental in assembling the roster along with general manager John Schneider. What has his approach been in terms of player selection for this team?
Young, big, fast, loves football, has a nasty streak, very competitive as well. I think they probably hit on about 90% of the moves they've made, which is just a ridiculous number. And so what they're left with now is I think the second youngest team in the NFL, and a team that can be together for the next 4 or 5 years if they all stay healthy and motivated.
In a column that you wrote about Coach Carroll this past fall, you said Pete Carroll has you, quote, all twisted up. What did you mean by that?
Well, you don't exactly know what you have in Pete Carroll. I think it's become more clear this year. Most people consider Pete Carroll a failure as an NFL head coach, but he's made the playoffs in 4 of the 7 years that he's coached. I go from believing that Pete Carroll was going to get fired within 4 years to now thinking that he has a legitimate chance to win, not go to, win a Super Bowl in Seattle sometime in the next 5 years.
Still writing about Coach Carroll, you said at one point, covering Carroll is like trying to watch a magic show while skydiving. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but it's a great line.
He's all over the place. It is an adventure. When he has a press conference, it's sensory overload. All the things that he's doing, he's trying to tell 4 or 5 jokes. Pete Carroll does nothing in conventional fashion, but for whatever reason, it's working for him in Seattle.
Seattle will play Washington in Sunday's late wild card game. How will the Seahawks fare?
Sunday's game is interesting because the teams mirror each other in some ways, but the big difference is the Redskins don't have a great defense. Seattle has a great defense. And so when it comes down to it, I think Russell Wilson will be able to make a few plays at quarterback for the Seahawks. I got them winning 26-17.
Jerry Brewer is a columnist for the Seattle Times. Jerry, thanks very much for speaking with me.
No problem.